dirty, but your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beeping with you, really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I need a mop to clean the floors, too much drill. Ooh. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Ooh. Let's play a game, Simon Says. I'm still there.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my lovely partner, Boris.
I'm the lovely partner. No, you're the lovely partner.
I hope all of us are okay in these troubled times. I hope and pray that our spirits stay high and know that God is with us always, and this too shall pass while he sees us through this and whatever else may come our way. Our show is available live on your radio, also through the app The Cure on any smartphone, or our website, godisthecure.com. We're broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available in more than 11 states, among others, and soon after the show, any podcast player. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward despite any obstacle with the help of God and each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone, and in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information. Knowing that awareness is crucial, education is necessary, and comfort is needed. I do believe we're all suffering, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. My cure is God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's always cares. There is always hope. The song played earlier was Savage. I love it. It's so honest. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. That's me. And who hasn't been at least one of these or a few of these at least one point or another? I don't even know what bougie or ratchet means. Do you, Bobby?
No. Let me Google it if you want. I'll Google it in a second. I'll let you know.
I'm sure I've acted that way too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure too.
Point being, no one's perfect. Everyone's human. There are mistakes in every profession, and there are corrupt people in every walk of life as well. One good thing about being judged most of my life is that I learned not to judge others. Because my perception of things can only be viewed from my own personal experiences, I try to see it from the viewpoints of others. I even do it with God. There has been times that I imagine being God, observing my behavior, and then I realize what a brat I'm being. And so that works very good for me when I step back and look at it from another point of view. And sometimes I even wonder how God has such amazing patience with me or others. It's also easier for us to relate to those emotions we feel most familiar with, such as the underdog or the prodigal son. Very few of us have walked the shoes of a hero, those in the front lines, those we call heroes because they take the hardest hits. Those who risk their lives daily as they walk into the line of fire to save a stranger with no reward in sight. Police officers are the unspoken heroes, tarnished often by a few bad apples, while other professions get to slide by. And election years don't help, coupled with desperation from a shutdown. But since most of us don't know what it's like to be a police officer, as most of us have been on the receiving end, one way or the other, we can only get the whole picture when we listen to each other. Ed McDougal is a retired police sergeant at Miami-Dade Police Department, a retired veteran, and a former Mayor Cutler Bay Council in Florida. Mr. McDougal, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for your service of both the Army and the police.
Amy, thank you. It's a joy to be on your show. You have, by the way, you have a very soothing, joyful voice, so I'm happy
thank
to be
you.
Here.
Mr. McDougal, I remember the days we felt most cops were good, fighting crime and corruption, and people didn't describe a person other than to say this man or this woman. We respected others, the opinions of others. We kept an open mind. We believed in justice, even though we knew life wasn't unfair, and we were forgiving of one another. What changed? It's almost like if I woke up one day and the world was racist. I don't know what happened.
I think it's called politics, unfortunately. They drive the population one way or another. But you just said something I think is very important. And that is, I'm white, other people are black, they're Hispanics, but we're all people. And I don't know why we say that, except that that's what the news media and that's what the politicians do. They're blacks, and they're whites, and they're Hispanics, and we're all just people. There's never been a time when I looked at someone and thought, oh, that's a black person. Oh, that's a white person. I've never thought that way.
I never get to find out until I see the person. They just tell me the name, or this guy, or this person, and the name. And then I'm like, oh, okay. They don't say this person that's heavyweight, or this person with red hair, or this person that's Spanish. They don't say that ever. You're right.
Well, no, it's true. And there are appropriate times. Listen, if there's a criminal who's out there running around and you're looking for him, you hear on the news it's a male with a T-shirt and blue jeans. Okay, well, can you do a little better than that? How about it's a Hispanic or a white male or a black male? There's nothing wrong with that. But to say that, you know, a segment of the population is black or white, I don't see it that way, and I never have. Listen, I'm almost 72 years old. I was a policeman many years ago, retired from Miami-Dade Police Department. My grandson, by the way, is an active police officer with the Miami-Dade Police Department today. So we share some common ground and questions back and forth about what it's like. And the reality is not much has really changed. The truth is that policemen, an overwhelming number, like all professions, they want to get up in the morning, they want to go to work, do their job, earn a paycheck, take care of their family. And be not necessarily even be respected. Just it's the thing that they really enjoy doing. There are very few criminals, but there are some on the police department. And I will break to you on it's your show, but you better not get me started because I'm liable to run on. What's the thought?
Well, you know, speaking of criminals, it's got to be a tough job being a police. Because their job is to save others by tackling criminals. That's got to be the most scandalous job there is when you're dealing with criminals. Every other profession doesn't deal with criminals. So I understand you, but here's another thing. This country, could we be partly culpable? Because no other country has tried so hard to make its wrongs right. From all black colleges to all black dating apps to all black television show, February dedicated to Black History Month. And when we got a black president, I felt racism was extinct. I felt we had come a very, very long way. But did we try too hard? There are all no white colleges or dating apps. Maybe if we treated them as equals, not less than or more than. Because maybe with good intentions, we subconsciously set them apart. Your thoughts?
Well, actually, I have quite a few thoughts on the same subject, Amy. And I believe what you say is exactly true. And I was listening to a show on the internet, and Morgan Freeman happened to be one of the speakers. And the question to him was, what do you feel about Black History Month? And he said, I think it's ridiculous. We don't need Black History Month. Do you have a White History Month? Is there a Jewish History Month? No. It's just a you know, if you want to tell a history about someone, tell the history. And there were a number of people on that same show, black, African-American, black, whatever, that said the same thing, that we don't want that. We want to be just like everyone else. And I see them that way.
And my kids didn't want to learn Spanish for the same reason. Everyone spoke English. They wanted to be equal. Oh, well. The same.
Entiendo. Y para un gringo viejo, totalmente entiendo. So the point is, we do what's right. I want to speak real quick, if I may, about policemen and what they go through. I came home from Vietnam.
In 1 minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You have one minute.
Okay. When I came home from Vietnam and went on the police department, I thought after two tours in Vietnam, I had seen a lot of violence. But I can tell you that going on the police department, some of my nightmares, they're about being a policeman. So it's true, they go through some horror shows, the abuse of children that you see. It's not the threat to them physically. It's what they see inflicted on other people that affects a lawman more than anything else. So yes, that's a tough part of the job.
And I definitely want to talk about that, because we're always seeing a lot of it from the victim's point of view, because we have such a compassionate heart, but we forget to notice also the other side. We will continue talking with Ed McDougall about our police. What about police? We would love to hear from you. Call us with any questions or comments. 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations: domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
Sky traced out by the city lights, my world's from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight, touchdown in the coal black top, hold on for the sudden stop, breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos, all those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Just 1 second, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your heart for the broken hearted. Give me your heart, Lord, give me your eyes.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back to The Cure. This is Amy Cabo. Thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure, or later as a podcast. Just look for The Cure wherever podcasts are.
The song that just played was Give Me Your Eyes by Brandon Heath. We look down these days. It seems like a broken sky. It's the best seat in the house, only if you are from a world mile high. We all breathe the familiar shock, confusion, and chaos. All those people only hurting to get somewhere. Have we never cared? Are we missing the bigger picture? We need your eyes, God, for just 1 second, so we can see everyone. We want to see everything we could be missing. We want to love all humanity without exceptions. We need to embrace the brokenhearted, especially those far beyond our reach. Help us reach out to those forgotten, the ones who need most your peace. We are talking to Ed McDougall about an honest conversation about police. Mr. McDougall, I know that life is full of politics, but what is this about defunding the police? I can't imagine feeling safe without knowing that there's police officers available to help. And what they really mean is eliminate the police. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, Amy, please call me Mac. My grandkids okay. call me Mac, so Mr. McDougall's too formal for
I like
me.
That.
But I think the reality of the defunding of law enforcement is not a reality, and it's a conversation starter, and maybe it has to be had. But collectively, I say we because I think the overwhelming majority of the American people understand you need law enforcement. You just need them. But some of the things that I've heard have been interesting. They want to have social workers answer calls that they think require a social worker. That's fine.
What if the social worker gets killed in the middle of the call? Like, don't butt out and, you know, come on. I'm worried for the social workers.
I don't disagree with you. But the reality is the politicians call the shots. Law enforcement, they don't get to call those shots. I can tell you when you're working as a lawman, you're working for the government. And whether it's a city, a state, the federal government, you do what they tell you to do and what the Florida what the statutes say you to do. You have to abide by the law. If you can't do that, then get out of law enforcement. It's that simple. You operate as a lawman under the rules and under the Constitution, and you can't be asked to violate those constitutional laws. Beyond that, the rules are not made by us.
I wish it were made by God, personally. But there's proof that the crime rates have gone up where there's the police presence has been reduced or where police has been demoralized. I mean, look, for example, in Seattle, where they invaded 6 blocks and there's no police.
And a police department.
And the other day, the police chief said the emergency calls have more than tripled for rape, robbery, and all sorts of violence. Today I heard it was peaceful, thank God. But that's not a guarantee. How is it that there's such a big movement for defunding police? Do people not see this? What's going on?
Well, my answer to that is that the average American believes in their country. They believe in God. They believe in family. They want to get up and go to work and make a living like everyone else.
But so it's not what we see on the news.
No, it's not what we see on the news.
Yeah, it's a little depressing.
But to your point, and that is that the people who are stirring up the trouble, I believe that they're paid. This is my personal belief, and I believe it's by foreign governments that have trying to turn us in because they want us to become a socialist state. Listen, here's the reality. There are countries, and I won't mix words, but China's an example. They would love to see us fail. They want to be number one, and they'll do anything to see us fail. So I don't
by dividing us.
By dividing us. And these are countries that don't believe in God. They punish those that do believe in God. Our core is that we do believe in the right to freedom of worship. We have a right to believe in God and pronounce to the world if we want that that's our belief. there are others who absolutely want to stop us from doing that. So the answer for me is that this is out. These are outside forces that are paying people to do this. A large majority. When I say that, and I'll just finish this off, the news media is carrying out the orders in many ways, where the young people who are so impressionable, they're following. You know, they're a lot of them are just lemmings. They're just following their friends.
Well, and you just made a great point, because you mentioned politics, and I know that there's been a false narrative that has been pushed, and there's systemic brainwashing in the colleges and in the schools, on the TV shows. There's edited videos with important pieces cut out. My daughter called me this morning crying that in social media they responded to her, "I've always been taught that a good white man is a dead man." And that's the vitriol and the hatred that's being passed. And she was crying because of that, because her father is white.
Well, listen, we hear those things, Amy, and it does go to the core of we as human beings in America. Listen, being a white male is not easy these days. When we hear radio announcements, they're hiring for jobs. We want minorities and women to apply. Well, wait a minute, who's that leave out? I think that's us. So, you still want to get up and go to work. It's just society changes. I know, and this show is about Jesus Christ. It's about the Constitution. It's about Americans who want to get up every morning and go to work. It's about law enforcement. And most law enforcement people that I know, and I know a lot of them, being retired, I still have luncheons with my old friends. My grandson's in the business, and I keep up with it. They believe in God and country.
Yeah, that's what this country was built on. It has to be. Otherwise, it'll fall apart. We will return with The Cure, live every Saturday at 1. We'd love to hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure. Continue with Amy
Cabell
and The Cure.
Welcome back, and remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, or our website, godisthecure.com.
Also, the shows are available as a podcast, video podcast, or audio podcast. Just look for The Cure anywhere where podcasts are.
The song that just played was Bring the Rain by Mercy Me. We can take the clouds that loom above the sky, for God should not be the only one to suffer for others and ultimately die. If suffering is the way we learn to grow and most acknowledge God, then we can only get closer to His glory. We can easier feel the peace. We can experience the joy it brings us in accordance with being free. Life is filled with days of pain, but if that's what it takes to follow the Lord, we don't mind the rain. We're talking to Ed McDougall about the importance of police protecting us from lawlessness.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. Jamie, please put her through.
Jane, what can we help you with?
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to start by saying thank you for having this show. as I honestly feel and fear at this moment being a police officer, and that's why I would like to remain anonymous. But I'll start by saying I could barely watch the knee on the neck of Mr. Floyd by Officer Chavez. It showed an immense amount of depravity and sociopathic behavior, and I was sickened by it. But with that said, I wanted to call and let everyone know that is a minute, minute percentage of officers who are bad, who are evil, or who are criminals. There are 44 million Black Americans in our country, and a total of 41 officer shootings to Black people occurred last year. 41 out of 44 million people. 9 were just the ones unarmed. And we all know unarmed does not mean not a threat. I'm only dealing here in great sorrow with what I've seen is happening to our country. I can barely believe what I'm seeing on the news. But I wanted just to share this data. 89 police officers were feloniously murdered last year. 89. If your audience can listen to those numbers, 89. So who's really under great danger and attack? I wanted to share that suicide is a greater number per year that an officer is more likely to die of than being killed on the street. And 89 died last year. Suicide. Soldiers get PTSD. Mr. McDougall can attest to that, maybe or maybe not. How can we accept PTSD with soldiers and then just demonize police officers and never recognize that we're human? We're mothers, we're fathers, we're brothers. And we join, by the most part, for the romantic idea that we are good against evil, the good guy against the bad guy, putting away the bad guys so good guys can thrive, so the victim can survive. What has our country become? And the only solace I find is that maybe with God showing the light and the truth coming out with real data, folks, data, look up all the numbers. The truth comes out in pure numbers, just like with the COVID-19. Look at the real numbers. And I'm hoping it turns out like abolish ICE, defund ICE, immigration officers, that was just a few months ago. I'm hoping this falls by the wayside, but I fear not. And that's what I call to say.
Thank you, Jane.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And Jane, you're not alone. Trust me, a lot of us are with you. Mr. McDougall, your thoughts?
I actually have a couple of thoughts on that. And to your caller, who is a police officer, she said everything she said, it hasn't changed in the decades since I began my law enforcement career, and still goes on today. And she said, what policemen want to do is lock up the bad guys. That's their mission. What policemen want to do is put bad policemen in jail. That's the mission. Believe it or not, we don't want good policemen don't want to see bad policemen, and they will turn on them. What I saw immediately when this gentleman was killed by this police officer, he may not have been a good guy. He was a drug addict. He was a thief. He was all of those things. Wasn't a good guy, but he was murdered. In my opinion, the courts will decide. But I know, and every lawman that I've spoken with, retired and active, said immediately they saw that this was a bad cop. It's just a bad cop. The courts will decide his fate. But for the public to excoriate all lawmen over a few is the wrong thing. And let me just talk about PTSD, and I'll try to be quick. I've watched Vietnam, believe it or not. One of my fellow soldiers just feet from me, blow his own brains out from what was going on around them. Some people have low thresholds. Some people have high thresholds. policemen see these things every day. When I got home, I saw more in a Miami, as a Miami-Dade police officer than I saw in Vietnam.
Wow.
I could. It was crazy. It was amazing. Every day, life and death, every day. And they go. Police officers go through that. I just can only say this, and that is this country, this wonderful, God-fearing country, this place we call home, this free place, has been through many trials, many tribulations. And at my age, I've been through riots. I've been through race riots. I've been through the riots of Democratic and Republican National Convention. I've been shot at. I've seen things happen in the history of this country, assassinations of presidents, things that have happened that I thought would bring this country to its knees. You can't bring this country to its knees because the people will always be there to save her. Things will get better. And I'll end with this. We live in a democracy that is not etched in stone. This is a living principle of democracy. It's ever changing, and we are the ones who will change it. This period will pass, and from this will come good. From this will come a better nation.
Well, I like what you said, Mr. McDougal. This is a God-fearing America. And I wonder if that's the root of the problem. Have we stopped fearing God, who taught us how to treat others the way we would like to be treated? If we still believe in being our brother's keeper, we wouldn't be allowing the rioters and the violence and all the destruction. I mean, we wouldn't be having a cancel culture where the freedom of speech is compromised. Why did we take God out of schools? Why did we make him unpopular? Had we kept the values that were our Christian values, do you believe that it wouldn't have been this bad? It wouldn't have gotten this bad. Do we need to bring God back in?
Well, we are. We are bringing it, I think.
We're trying.
I think that we have to remember this nation and remember the principles of democracy and that it is an experiment. Amy, there was a time in this country women couldn't vote, and it wasn't that long ago. There was a time when people were in chains. It wasn't that long ago. There was a time when they sent me off to war at 18. I couldn't vote and legally couldn't drink. I wasn't 21. Back then, you had to be 21 to vote if they sent me off to war. There was a time in the military where women could not serve. When I first joined the police department, 1970, that's how old I am, there were zero female police officers.
Wow.
Things change. We go through the bad to come to the good. And sometimes we have to experience and see these things happen to understand, to learn, and have a better life for it. I say this. This life is so wonderful. It's been so... I have kids and grandkids. All of the bad that I've seen, most of the good that's come about has come from the stress of the bad. You learn. We learn from that. People turn to God because... Many people turn to God because the stress in their life is too much to bear. And they find peace in that. So, you know, it's all a lesson. Life is a lesson. And we'll get better.
Yes, definitely. The peace that only God can give. We would love to hear from you. Tell us what you think about the importance of God in our lives and the police. 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta feel
what faith can do.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio. We have an app, The Cure, for every smartphone, on social media, or godisthecure.com.
Also, you can listen to the show on a podcast, as a video podcast or as an audio podcast. Just search for The Cure everywhere where podcasts are.
The song that just played was What Faith Can Do by Cutlass. Every one of us fall at times. When life hits us really hard, when life hits us the hardest, but we rise above, for life is full of lessons learned. Any one of us can feel the ache, and it seems so overwhelming. Still we know that we are stronger. The tenacity of the human spirit does not allow us to give up. Trusting God means hope is always there, even though the sky is falling. All we must do is work with one another to mend the brokenhearted, have our silence, prayers answered, and dream of solutions that move mountains. We believe with God it's possible. That's what faith can do. Only faith can do that. We're continuing talking to Mac, who is helping us understand that we still have values that we want to protect. Mac.
We have actually four callers. You want to pick a call?
Wow, four callers. Okay, pick one.
I can, you're now online?
My name is Russ.
Hi.
Yes, I'm calling here from Salt Lake. And, you know, I've heard you guys talk about how it's going to get better, and we all pray for that. However, yes. If you were reading the scripture in Matthew 24, it clearly states that in the last days there's going to be complete lawlessness.
Oh.
Where wow. I really believe that we are seeing some signs of those things in which that they talk about in Matthew 24. And so, you know, I do pray that America gets back on track, but until they humble themselves and repent before God, it's not going to happen.
If not what, then it's the end of the world? No more chances?
If the United States does not humble itself, the United States will come to an end.
Okay, I think we're not there yet, but thank you for calling.
We'll keep praying.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
How about William? I think we got William back. William, what is your comment?
I wanted to refer back to the comment about this nation getting back to God and God-like values. And I think that part of the issue is the fact that it was Christians who believed in manifest destiny and drove the Indians off their land and slaughtered Indians. I believe it was also Christians that owned slaves and went to church on Sunday and prayed and sang hymns. And I think it's also Christians that go into other countries and overthrow leadership in that country. And
well, I don't think it's only belonging to Christians, unfortunately.
No, it's not only Christians, but this is a nation that has said that we are one nation under God, and yet
correct.
We have done these things. And so what I see is people don't want to be Christians for that reason, because they see hypocrisy in Christians. And I'm saying
right.
that as a Christian, I am a Christian. But I think people see that and they go, why do I want to be like that? They say one thing and they do something else. You know,
right.
This one nation under God talked about Russian meddling in our election and all this, and we just had an attempted coup in Venezuela. We just attempted to go into that country and overthrow that country.
Well, maybe.
One nation, no,
I don't think we did it specifically.
Well, I don't know about this those things, and that's a little off topic, sir.
But thank you for calling, William. Please call us again.
Yes, Mr. McDougall, Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I have a quick thought on this, and I think your caller is a little bit misguided, because this is one nation under God. It didn't say one nation under Christians, one nation under Jews, one nation under Muslims. It's one nation under God. Whoever your God is, or if you're godless, this is still your nation. So exactly. You know, to blame Christians or to blame Jews, it's just this is the wrong thing to do. Even Muslims. Listen, most Muslims are good people. There are some Christians that are bad. There are some Muslims that are bad. We know they're terrorists. Move on. This country is the place for those who want to believe whatever they want to believe. I'll just say this. I believe that, yes, the United States will come to end. There's no country that's been on top forever. Rome, name it, they've all come and gone. But this is the first country that's offered its people the opportunity to live free and to hope for a better future for their family. And I truly do believe that these things that are happening today, I've seen a lot in my lifetime. This will come to pass. This country will learn from it. We will be a better nation, and we'll be a better nation for all those throughout the world, and we will be a beacon of light and hope for those who want to live free, worship free, and be free.
And hope for a better tomorrow. I mean, I get where that guy is coming from. It's true. Pickpocket is very clever. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Of course, they're going to use God and act like they're religious, but then their actions show something different. And therefore, now we take it out against God. Oh, that's phony. Oh, that's hypocrite. Same thing with police officers. One is bad. Oh, all the police is bad. And, you know, we don't have to fall for it. We can see it for what it is. There's individuals that are bad. There's individuals that are racist. There is Christians that are hypocrites, but we cannot generalize. So,
Amy, can I throw something in very quickly? Something that there's a major takeaway for what's going on in the country right now. And I followed, not like everyone else, very closely. And I'm wondering, are we going down the wrong road? What's going to happen? Who are these forces? But there is a light that I see. And this is the light. If you listen to what the African Americans, that they are awakening to themselves, and they know that the crime in their inner cities, they're speaking about this now. They know that the crime in the inner cities claims more lives than what white policemen do to them or to whites do to blacks. They want to eliminate race. They don't want to be black. They want to be Americans. And I hear this over and over again. They don't want to be told you're black, you're an African American.
Exactly.
You have to support. If somebody kills someone, we don't care. You have to support them because they're black. Most blacks, they don't believe that. And there's an awakening because they want a better family and a better life for themselves too. They want to be nothing more than a man or a woman in America, going to work and taking care of their families.
Hey,
so,
you know, I have three black nieces and I have black friends, you know, and it's like, I don't do racism. I don't do that. And
we're almost at the end of the show.
And this is it, guys. This is the end of the show. So what do we do at the end of the show? We finish with a prayer, and it's a prayer for police. Thank you, Mr. McDougall, for being with us today.
Thank you, Amy. You gave a lot
of great information. I hope we can take it home with us. So the prayer for police. O Almighty God, whose great power and eternal wisdom embraces the universe, watch over all policemen and law enforcement officers. Father in heaven, please give them strength, courage, and perseverance to endure the unjust condemnation, danger, and physical abuse to which they are at times subjected. We recommend them to your loving care because their duty is dangerous. Dear God, grant these brave men your almighty protection. Unite them safely with their families after duty has ended. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for having me on your show. I wish you Godspeed in your life and in your endeavor as a talk show host one day, nationally syndicated.
Thank you, love. I really appreciate it. Guys, this is Amy. You have been listening to The Cure, and thank you so much for tuning in. Please check our podcast, Amy Cabo, or the app. And thank you to our listeners for being with us. Until next week, always much love.
And also, we need to thank more people.
Who do we thank?
Robbie, our inspiration. The Christian Car Guy, awesome show. Keep safe, guys. We all go through this, as we have in the past, through our troubled times. Be kind to each other. Keep God in your mind, and don't lose the faith. Much love.
Okay. And please check also the podcast, The Cure. Everywhere where podcasts are. I'm like a machine, you know, repeating stuff. Podcast, podcast, podcast. And next show is going to be very interesting too. We're going to have a special guest. It's going to be Alex McFarland. It's going to be great.
And what is Alex McFarland?
That's going to be a secret.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
We're not going to tell them.
No,
we're not. Okay, surprise.
We're going to tell them some other time. Tune in on Saturday so you can see the surprise. If you don't like it, tune out.
You can also subscribe to the podcast to see any of the previous shows.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.